Shinobi Duke, Anin, Buju, Ginawa Ikeduye Geo Buju, Nabe Kwa Wa'au, Minawa Go Niwi Tashindan Gedanwe Winanana Jinna, Apegish we do Kago Yeg, Ojibwe Motadi Yeg, and Daso Gijik, Dibigo Ayayeg, Gishpin Ayayeg, and Madawe Wegamagun, Geda Ojibwe Motadim. Gishpin ayayi gima gekinwadi we gumigung, gidao jibwe motadim. Gishpin ayayi gividi endayeg, gidao jibwe motadim. Gishpin ayayi gima mizi we gumigung, gidao jibwe motadim. Gida giba anawa dash gijan shiwa. Alright, so this here's Nabik, and I'm here to talk about Ojibwe language. So I'm hoping these small little 10-minute installments will help you and inspire you to speak Ojibwe wherever you are, whether you are at school or at home or you're at the store. Gida Ojibwe motadi min Anishinaabe we young. So we should be endeavoring to speak our language as we are Anishinaabe people. And this is the language we were given to use, and this is the sound that we were given to make on this world. So if it happens to disappear, then I think the world is going to be a less great place than it is with us here. Okay? So, Nungum niwi dashimagingyo indinawe maganina negation akazwat. So I'm going to talk about more family designations. This time I'm going to talk about it as if I was a female, the speaker was a female, talking about their younger siblings and older siblings and cousins and all that. Okay? So, we're going to talk about, as a girl, talking about your older sister. Okay? Your older sister, if you are a girl, would be called Nimise. Nimise. Actually, that's the same if you're a boy, too. Both of them would use Nimise for my older sister. Nimiseyuk, if you're talking about more than one older sister. Nimiseyuk. So as I'm going through these, and you know, if you're driving along in your car or wherever you are listening, you know, say these words out loud, and you'll have a better chance of remembering them or recognizing them when you hear them later. Okay, so that's older sister. So again, speaking as a female, and you want to talk about a younger sister, this would be Nishime. Nishime. And again, this is the same if you're a boy. You would say the same word for a younger sibling. Nishime. Nishime. And if there's more than one, Nishimeyuk. Nishimeyuk. So perhaps you're talking about cousins, okay? Your auntie on your father's side's son. The speaking as a female, you would call that boy Ninimoshe. Ninimoshe. That would be your auntie on your father's side's son, okay? And if it's your uncle on your mother's side's son, it's speaking as a female, you would still call them Ninimoshe. So both of those cousins would be called Ninimoshe. Okay? And then if you're talking about your auntie on your father's side, their daughter. Okay? Your auntie on your father's side's daughter would be Indongoshe. Indongoshe. Okay? And the brother or your uncle's, your uncle on your mother's side's daughter. This is so confusing. Would also be Indongoshe. Indongoshe. So one of the things that I had to do in order to keep these names straight, I had to actually make a family tree. And even though there's a lot of gaps in my family tree and in my own understanding, I just kind of threw them in there anyways. And so I've made, I think this might be like the fifth family designation presentation I've made. So if you can dig those up, I think they're available online. If you can dig those up at, I believe it's prx.org, where you can get repeats of these. And you can create yourself a family tree from these. So again, let's go back. Again, speaking as a female, you're talking about your older sister, Nimise. Nimise. More than one, Nimiseok. Nimiseok. Speaking as a female, your younger sister, Nishime. Nishime. And if there's more than one, Nishimeyuk. Nishimeyuk. And again, still speaking as a female, your auntie on your dad's side's son would be called Ninimoshe. Ninimoshe. And if there's more than one, Ninimosheyuk. Ninimosheyuk. And your uncle on your mother's side's son would also be called Ninimoshe. Ninimoshe. Okay, and in my other presentation, we talked about this word Ninimoshe also being used to designate a sweetheart. Okay, and it's real, it's used that way as well. So be conscious of that. It's either your cousin or it's a sweetheart, an actual sweetheart. Okay, so what about your auntie on your father's side's daughter? What she would be called is Ndongoshe. Ndongoshe. And if there's more than one, Ndongosheyuk. Ndongosheyuk. And that's also true for your uncle on your mother's side's daughter. Ndongoshe. Ndongosheyuk. If there's more than one. Man, this is really confusing. I don't know what this is like to listen to, but I know what it's like to say it, and it is confusing. So, the reason why I did this, I did a different presentation, and that was from the male point of view. So that's why I think it's important to also do the female point of view. Even though the words are the same, there are some differences, like in Dongoshe, like we don't have that as males. But the other thing, if you get stuck, like, man, I don't know how to call my cousin or my older brother, younger brother, or those kind of things, you can always have the fallback of this. In the way ma. In the way ma. So speaking as a female, this is what you can call any of your male brothers. Any of your male brothers. Speaking as a female, speaking as a female, this would cover any of your male relatives, is what I meant to say. Okay? So all of them could be Ndawema, and vice versa. They can call you that too, speaking as a male about females' siblings. They can also be Ndawema. And that's a good place to start. But it's really important that we keep these other designations like Ndongoshe, Ninimoshe, Nitawis, all of those, because that's us. And those words were used for a reason and are still being used for a reason. Whether or not we understand that is a whole different matter. And I think the deeper we get into it when we start using those words, the more understanding we're going to have. So, especially when you get into like distant cousins and stuff, how it's talked about in English, but you start using Ndongoshe, Anin Ndongoshe. If you greet in that way, you're creating a connection between you two. That's based in our cultural teachings. We're recognizing each other as Anishinaabe people. So, and relatives in that way. That's a strong bond. So I encourage you to use these words as much as you can, right? So, Nimise, Nishime, Ninimoshe, in Dangoshe, all of those meaning different kind of sister. Okay, miigwech, nabe kwa wa'o.